Good morning to you. Today is December the 24th, 2012. You are listening to Daily Worship. Today at my house, we are recording on a on an iPad on my kitchen table today. And so I'm joined here this morning by my wife Ronnie, my daughter Annabelle, my sister Mandy, and my daughter's puppy and bear and our cat Sammy. And so so this is a little different podcast for today, but we wanted to continue to just bring the word to those who are listening today. I want to start this morning in Joshua 21 verses 43 through 45. And it says this: "So the Lord gave Israel all the land he had sworn to give their forefathers, and they took possession of it and settled there. The Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their forefathers. Not one of their enemies withstood them. The Lord handed all their enemies over to them. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled." Everyone was fulfilled. So when I read this today, I'm reminded of what today means. We're still in the season of Advent. Tomorrow is Christmas. And one of the big and one of the biggest things that anybody can remember or take from every time Christmas comes along is the faithfulness of God, that the things that he promised hundreds of years before Jesus came to earth, those promises and those prophecies, just as here the promises to the house of Israel, every promise stood true, everyone was fulfilled, every promise that the Lord gave was fulfilled here. It says in Galatians 4:4-7, and I love this. And this is significant for us. It says, "But when the time had fully come," in other translations it says, "and at just the right time, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has also made you an heir." Back to verse 4 when it says, "But when the time had fully come," at just the right time. It also says in Romans 5:6, it says, "At just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." You know, for salvation, for everything in our life, the Lord's timing is perfect. Now, maybe you're in a situation today to where you are waiting on the Lord for an answer to something, and it seems like the time is getting away from you, and you're wondering, okay, Lord, where are you? Where are you in the midst of this? Is the timing off, Lord? Have you missed something? I can assure you this morning that he has not. Now, I love what it says in Habakkuk 2. It says, "For the vision is yet for the appointed time. For the appointed time, it testifies about the end and will not lie. Though it delays, wait for it, since it will certainly come and not be late." For everything in our lives, for everything that the Lord is speaking and doing, and working in the ways that we don't see, he is never late. In the ways that he is working in our lives, his timing is always perfect. Know that as you're waiting and seeking the Lord, know that whatever it is for your life, that his timing is perfect. Even when it seems like things are not going on your time schedule, his timing is perfect. He is working all things for the good of those who love him. It says in Philippians 1:3-6, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And so today, as it is Christmas Eve, and tomorrow as it is Christmas, let the promises of God that were fulfilled long ago and that were spoken long ago, let those be a reminder to us today that the promises that the Lord has spoken to us today ring true, and his timing is perfect, and he is working all things right now for your good. Don't let the enemy tell you otherwise, that the Lord has forgotten you. He has not. He is moving and working in his perfect way for his perfect will to be accomplished in your life. Let's go to the Father this morning. Jesus, I pray, I lift up my brothers and sisters who are listening. Lord, I ask that you, Lord, first of all, I thank you, Lord, for coming at just the right time for sinners. Lord, while we were still powerless, Lord, you came for us. Lord, thank you that is what today means. Lord, this season of Advent and the season of Christmas, that your timing is perfect, Jesus, that you come to redeem your own. Lord, that you weren't late, but that you came at just the right time. Lord, that you know what you're doing. Lord, that you are sovereign, and that you are over all things. Jesus, in our life today, Lord, in the areas of our family, Lord, in our finances, Lord, in our emotions, Lord, in our struggles with sin, Lord, all of these things, Lord, you are working and giving us power, Lord, and giving us perseverance and patience and faithfulness. Lord, all of the things that are the fruits of your Spirit, Lord, you are pouring out upon your people. Lord, and I pray that for those who are listening today, that you would lavish the things of you, Lord, the things of your Spirit, Lord, that you would instill in every person a perseverance, Lord, and faith. Lord, give us faith, Lord, that you are working and moving. Lord, I pray that today, Lord, that just as you promised in Scripture, that you will carry to completion the good work that you have begun in us. Lord, in the meantime, Lord, and this is just for our own, Lord, this is just for us, Lord, just for, Lord, because you know that we need it sometimes, Lord, just give us reminders of that. Lord, show us, Lord, reveal to us where you're working, Lord, but at the same time, Lord, grant us faith, Lord, when we cannot see. Jesus, but thank you for coming to us. Jesus, thank you for your faithfulness to your people. Lord, even when we are utterly and hopelessly faithless, you have come for us. So today, Lord, we want to sing to you, O come, Emmanuel. Lord, just as the people of Israel cried this years ago and centuries ago, Lord, that we say today, Lord, that we await your returning. Lord, fill us with your joy as we await for your returning. Lord, and thank you that in your returning, your timing is perfect, that you are working those things for the good of those who love you, Lord, and ultimately for your glory. We sing this out to you this morning, Jesus.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh, to us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her way. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations' minds, O peoples in one heart and mind, bid in the strife and quarrel cease, fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee.